Hey, Kareen.
Hi, Tariq.
We've got a great show tonight on Angel Coaches, and so why don't you share with everybody what it's about?
Tonight's show is about the journey of finding our deepest level of truth, and that's the whole purpose here. And every situation in your life, if you take a look at it now, every situation in your life that is causing you struggle or pain is an area in which you're learning about being true to your soul, true to yourself. It's a lesson about looking within with compassion, honesty, integrity to move you closer to your soul. And we've set up all these situations in our life to set us up for our soul's growth. So the good thing is that the greater amount of pain and struggle that we're experiencing right now in our lives and our personal relationships and our careers and all of that, the greater amount of energy you use to clean that up to come from your deepest level of truth. And every situation and person that you come across offers you this opportunity to clean up the energy, evolve yourself, and move yourself higher. And the greatest reward in doing that is that once an issue is cleared up, you will never have to deal with it again. And so tonight's show is about having that awareness. How do you find your deepest level of truth and the actions to take to start living in your deepest truth? That's tonight's show.
Oh, wow, that's great. So I'm excited about it, and we've got some neat things to share with people. So let's talk about the deepest truth, finding your deepest truth. How does that, in your opinion, and you know, you and I've talked about it with the angels and teaching classes on it, in your opinion, how does that help us in our lives, in our daily lives?
It's about, well, you know, there's a lot of situations that we may come across, especially in our personal relationships, where we're not happy, right? And we may trick ourselves into thinking, you know what, I am happy, you know. And then you just perpetuate more of the same. There's a lot of fear that people have in looking and recognizing what your deepest truth is, especially in personal relationships. A lot of times we may be with a mate where we don't feel like we're getting enough attention or enough affection, and we may trick ourselves into thinking, you know what, I'm okay like this. This is okay. But when you go to your deepest truth, you realize you are not okay, and so you need to address that. If you don't address that and start to speak with your deepest level of truth, you're only going to perpetuate more of the same. It's the same thing with a client of ours. The other day we were speaking to her. She said, you know what, I haven't heard from him. He hasn't called me. I haven't heard from him in a long time. But you know what? I'm okay. Because I'm dealing with my children. Remember? She's like, I'm dealing with my children, and I'm dealing with this. And we were telling her, you know, you need to address this. You need to send him an email. And she said, well, you know what? I'm okay with not doing that because, you know, I haven't heard from him. And I'm dealing with my children right now. I'm dealing with other things. So I'm okay. And remember what we said to her? We said, no. What is your deepest truth is that you are not okay. You are not okay. Really look at that. You're not okay if he doesn't call you, right? You're not okay with that. And she was really quiet there for a second. She said, you know what? You're right. I'm not okay. I need to address this.
Oh, Kareen.
I remember that.
I do, but Kareen, I remember. No. This is what she really said. She says, well, when you put it that way, I'm not okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, I that was so funny, too. It's priceless, by the way. But I remember when she sent the emails out and she felt better, because sometimes we sit there and say, okay, if we say something, it's going to push somebody away, or it's going to not make them close to us, or we're not going to get our guy. So we just need to be something that we're not, and not say a word to them, because if we say what we really feel, how are they going to take it? You know what? If you don't say how you really feel, and what's going on, be real. You have to be super open and vulnerable, because I think we put these masks on, and that we have to look a certain way or be a certain way. What is he or what is she going to say if we act this way? And not only in our personal relationships, but how personal are they if they're not, if we're not talking, if we're not coming from truth, you know? And that is so true. I know that recently I talked to someone, and she's one of our clients too, and she said, we were chatting as friends, and she goes, Tari, I took you guys' advice, and I sent him an email, and I called him, and I told him that I loved him, and I sent him an email and told him I loved him, but I couldn't tolerate the way he is with me. And she said, I got to let this go, but I want to make sure that he knew that I loved him, and, or I love him, and if and that I always want to be friends with him. Mm-hmm. And she said when she did that, what happened was he had not talked to her, wouldn't respond to her, but he did send her a send her an email back in response, and now there's some communication going on. I think that we're so afraid to be honest and open on how we really feel because it's going to make us seem weak. How do you think? Right. Do you think that's?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's the biggest issue that we all find is if we come from our deepest place of truth, right, and we address that which is hurting us, you know, from the other person, we're going to appear weak, vulnerable, right? We're not the strong person that we're trying to project anymore because now we've kind of revealed something that's been hurting us. But the only way, you know, to really connect with someone is to come from that place of the deepest truth. It's the only way because you can only hide for so long and the universe will just keep bringing you more of the same. More of the same situations will start popping up around you to kind of give you a call to action to kind of reassess and go within to see what part of yourself are you not being honest with. What part of you is missing the compassion and the integrity? What are you withholding from yourself? In dealing with this other person?
You know, that's really true because I know a lot of times we spend a lot of, you and I both have done this. I think a lot of men and women, you know, that are listening on the call have done this as well. We spend so much time thinking about how am I going to handle the situation? When is he going to call? I want to be with him. I want to be with her, or waiting for a job or something like that. But when you really say, okay, let me figure out how I'm going to handle this situation. How am I going to open up? How am I going to come from my deepest truth? What is my deepest truth? That's what you got to really recognize, right? And so, I know that a lot of clients that we talk to and do readings with and coaching sessions with, their deepest truth as well is that they want to be with this person, but they don't know how to say, I want to be with you and only you, okay? Or maybe that's not it. They constantly send mixed signals to them. I know that you and I have talked to women and men. The guy says, I don't want to be in a relationship, or maybe the woman does. And the woman's like, oh, yeah, neither do I. Meanwhile, she's sitting there dying inside because she wants to have that relationship. You know what I mean? She wants to be in a relationship. So she's choosing. She's answering this guy and saying that she doesn't want to be in one because she thinks it's going to make him happy. You know, so instead of doing that, maybe a solution would be to, you know what, I really want to be in a relationship. It's hard to do, you know, and I'm not desperate or lonely. I just am ready to have a relationship. And then you find out where that person is at and what page they're on. So you can say, okay, this is going to work for me or this is not. You know what I mean? And really, really choose your words carefully. That's something I'm learning. When you come from your deepest truth, you've got to be really, really careful with your words. You don't want to over embellish something. Or you don't want to make it not important. That is something, Corrine, that has really hit home with me personally. You know what I mean? Because when I look at someone, you know, I'm dating, and I know that you are dating as well. And I look at them and I go, you know what? I don't really want to. I told someone this recently. I don't really want to go out with you. And he goes, why not? And I was like, oh, I'm super busy. I don't have time. And I just did this today. I said, you're in the middle of a divorce, and you're not finished with it yet. And I don't think that's a place for me to be. And I go, when you get divorced or not married, whatever you call it, give me a call. And that was the hardest thing to do because it's someone that I went out with a few weeks ago, and I really enjoyed going out with him. But to tell him that he was in the middle of a divorce when he said it was over, and it is over, but he's got a boil the bunny crazy wife. So I thought, I don't need to be involved in that. You know what I mean? And that was hard. It was hard because he's a nice guy, you know. So anyway, we'll see what happens. But we got a lot of people that that have that same issue, you know what I mean? Hoping that when they say something or they, you know, they don't come from truth, they just accept what the person is giving them, because if they don't do that, then that person's going to leave and or not stay, or they'll try to make it work even though they're not comfortable with it. Because I know that the angels always give us feelings, you know, when we don't feel comfortable with something, that's usually a message that it's not right. Don't you agree?
Right. The same can be, you know, true in the reverse, where, you know, you were in a relationship with someone, but you're so caught up in what they're doing that's wrong or what they're doing that's hurting you, right? And so you feel like, okay, I want to speak my deepest level of truth. And so I want to call this person out. I want to tell them that what they did was hurtful. I want to do this, right? But you've got to look deeper behind that. Okay, so yes, you are hurting, but what is your deepest truth? Your deepest truth is not to call the other person out. Your deepest truth is that you still love this person. You still want to be with this person. So then you have to find a more compassionate way to come from compassion when you are speaking your truth, in that you address it and you say, these are things that have hurt me, but I still love you. I understand and I accept you for who you are. A lot of times we forget about that missing piece, and we're so caught up in the calling the person out, telling them how we feel, and that's not speaking your truth, just so you guys know. That's not speaking your truth. You know, that's just coming from ego right there, you know, because if you go deeper behind that, you will realize you really do love this person, and your intention is not to bring them down. You will know you are speaking your deepest level of truth, because your words will not hurt somebody else. Your words will not offend somebody else. Your words will always lift up somebody, because your deepest level of truth always comes from love.
Oh, that's very true. One of the things, and you and I have talked about this, I learned this a long time ago from my grandpa, my dad both taught me this, truth without compassion is cruelty. So you always want to make sure that when you're speaking, that you're super conscious of how the other person is feeling as well. You know what I mean? Like you're just saying, with compassion. And when you do that, it gives you the power to heal yourself as well as the other person, or help the other person heal. Do you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely, because that's coming from a place of love. And we were talking to a client about that the other day, too, as well. You know, finding your deepest truth means you're looking within to see, you know, because our personalities change all the time. So we may think, well, you know, what I think is true always changes. Your deepest truth is your soul, and that always remains the same. So that means when you're looking within, it means that you are not blaming other people. You're not playing the victim. You're not feeling sorry for yourself. Because when you look more deeply at a situation, you always see that you set it up for your soul's growth. Okay, and we have a lot of clients that say, well, this person keeps doing this to me, and this person keeps doing that to me, right? Look behind to your deepest truth, and you know that you set it up. So if you think that there's a situation where you were the victim, you may have realized that you always knew about that, but you ignored the opportunities to change. There was a part of you that allowed yourself to experience, you know, being the victim, so-called being the victim. But that just means that the part of you that has neglected your higher self, neglected seeing your deepest level of truth.
Okay. I agree with you on that too as well. One of the things that I do know, and you and I have talked about this, and it's happened with you, with myself in situations, whatever's going on the outside is just a reflection of what's going on with you on the inside, you meaning you, me, or anyone that's listening, right? Mm-hmm. So when you look at that and you're not honoring yourself or your soul, your highest truth, you know, your deepest truth, and you go, okay, well, this person's doing this or this situation is happening, there's a part of you that is not honoring your higher self, your deepest truth, like you were just saying. How do you change that? You know, what do you do? How do you recognize that? You know, that is something that you have to practice constantly, and that's really where you monitor each and every thought that comes in your head, if you can. You know, where we have 10,000 thoughts a day, you know, but that's where you call the angels and ask them to help you. I know that when I really do that, or when I really look at what I'm thinking and what I'm saying, then and I'm coming from a higher level, a higher vibration. And that's tough sometimes, you know, because, you know, sometimes we have financial pressures, the relationship pressures, and to look at ourselves on the inside and say, okay, this is really, really mirroring something back to me. For instance, when we have a relationship issue, I know that you and I have dealt with people that think that their spouse or their mate is cheating, or that they don't love them. And when you look at that, well, that guy doesn't love me, or that woman doesn't love me, or my boss is not appreciating me enough, or I'm not getting what I need at work, in different situations, then really look at yourself and how, and it's reflecting back to you, I say you meaning us all, that maybe there's a part of us that's not honoring our higher self, our soul, whatever you want to, however you want to say that. And that's so key there, because if we're expecting someone else to do that for us, because, and we feel that they're not, do you know what I mean? That they're not giving us the respect. They're not giving us the attention. They're not giving us the affection. They're not being truthful with us. They're deceiving us in some way. Then when we look back at ourselves, how many times are we deceiving ourselves or not honoring our higher self by you know, being manipulative, excuse me, can't even say that word tonight, manipulative or deceitful, you know, by saying something mean or trivial or not, how do you say this, you know, when we lie, when we tell someone something, or when we're not being truthful with our spouse or our children, our you know, our mate, whoever he or she may be, then, and we get upset when they do the same thing to us, when we don't do that within ourselves, with each word we speak or each thought we have, then that's not honoring our higher self. You know what I mean? Does that make sense to you?
Right, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, because the outer experiences that we experience in our lives is always a reflection of what's going on the inside. And so whenever you're dealing with a situation, you know, that is causing kind of discomfort, you've got to really be honest with yourself. It takes a lot of courage and strength to really be honest with yourself, because, you know, the ego is always battling with us going, well, no, you know, think this way, you know, but the heart, your deepest level of truth is always going to guide you in the right direction. But it takes a lot of courage to really address that and have that kind of awareness. And it does take a lot of practice to really start to live with that place of integrity. It takes a lot of strength, because you have to, you know, the ego is always with us all the time. And so, you know, and for some reason, it's the first thing that pops up in any experience. It's the ego response, right? Of the, I can't believe he did that. I can't believe she did that. I can't believe she said that. I can't, you know, it's all of that.
Yeah.
But you got to look behind that and say, when you come from a place of compassion and you look at this person also with compassion to see their deepest level of truth, you realize that we are all human. You know, sharing in the same experiences, making you know, mistakes, and really behind that is love, really love. And so at any time that you are, you know, about to express your deepest level of truth, it just takes practice. Just ask yourself, you know, can I come from a deeper level of compassion when I'm saying this? Because there's always a better way of saying something. Do you agree?
I do agree with that, and I know you and I have talked about the angels and working with the angels and getting angelic messages. I know that when I am centered, and I know the same thing with you and any other people that, well, because we're all intuitive and or psychic, however you want to say that, and when we're centered like that, that's when we can get the messages from the angels through thoughts and emotions. They'll speak to us through thoughts and emotions, and also with ideas, or actually, you know, some of us see angels. So when we really, really do, you know, come from our highest, deepest level of soul truth, and everything, that means that that is when we are at our closest, I think, to our higher power, however you see that, God, the angels, and that's when you can get that information. And I have to share with you, Corinne, and you and I were speaking about this before, a lot of times people are like, how do you talk to angels? How do you see them? How can I develop a relationship with them? When you start really monitoring your thoughts, realizing that you are so important and that you're this beautiful creature, human beings or spiritual being having human experience, then that's when you really, really start connecting with all that it is, okay, the great I am, your angels, guides, however you want to see it. And that's something I want to make sure that I really, really am clear about, because when you're coming from fear, And we all have come from fear, lying or manipulating, or not lying, I'm going to use telling tall tales, right, or fibs. Then it's really hard for all of us to connect to our deepest truth, okay, because it doesn't work. It's like polar opposites. And it's also hard for us to really connect with our angels and receive information. You know, don't you think?
A lot of times I think, connecting with your angels, connecting with your deepest level of truth is really going to prevent you from having to have situations reach a crisis level. Because a lot of times when things reach a crisis level, that's when we kind of throw up our hands and we say, okay, now I'm going to go within. Now I'm going to go within and I'm going to see what I need to learn and I need to see how I can come from my deepest level of truth, right? And how I can clean up the chaos that's going around me, right? A lot of times the universe puts you in that situation where you feel like you have nothing to lose because it's at crisis level now, so that you can experience coming from your deepest truth. But you don't need to get to that point where you feel like you have nothing to lose. And that is by always having that awareness to connect back with your heart, back with your truth, back with your connection with God, and to receive the messages, to receive the insight, to receive the clarity before you reach crisis level. And that's really, such a blessing when we all can, have the ability to do that. Because life doesn't need to be that difficult. We can learn without having to go through pain.
That's very true. And honoring ourselves. I know that Oprah Winfrey, remember, we watched her show at her Lifetime class, and she was talking about, the universe, the angels, however you see your higher power, will nudge you, give you little nudges to come from your highest truth to do the right thing. You get little nudges. A lot of the time a little nudge will be that things just, trust your feelings, your intuition. It just doesn't feel right. And then finally, if you're not listening, it becomes bigger and bigger. And it starts out as a little snowball and becomes an avalanche. I mean, I've had experience that before, but just not dealing with things, by not sharing with someone how I really feel, or in a job situation, career, I've had that happen as well. And then when I finally dealt with it, right, and I spoke my truth, I said the right thing that was what I needed to be and to do, because your deepest truth will never change. You know what I mean? It's always going to be. You know what I mean? And I know that. And when I did that, finally, it was like a big, big, swift, universal kick, and I lost a lot more. But if I'd have done it right when I got that little nudge, things would have been a lot less, a lot more easy, I guess, to say. So the universe always gives us a little nudge when we need to do the right thing and to speak from truth and heart and soul and come from our heart. I know that you and I've had a lot of experiences like that when we're working with people and working with the angels too as well, and when you're really, really ready and you're really ready to say, hey, I want to work with the angels. I want to work with, to come from my highest truth, because they'll help you. And be ready to listen, because sometimes the messages you get, you're like, wow, that's so clear. And it can be, it may be something you totally didn't expect. I've had angelic messages like that. How about you? Too, as well, yes. Where you're like, oh. Mm-hmm. And it helped me put me on the right path. I know some of our clients too, when we've given them, they're like, I never would have thought of doing that. I was like, yes, well, when your angels are showing you what the right path is, your truth is, and you're willing to listen and then just get in the flow, things will happen a lot easier for you from every area of your life, from prosperity and health, career, relationships, the whole thing. That's what I've experienced too. Mm-hmm. I know I've done a lot of work with that. Hey, I think we've got a couple callers. You want to take them now?
Sure. We've got Kim from Key Largo.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, hey, girls. How are you?
Good. Good. What's your question or what's your thoughts?
Yeah, great show. Loved it. Same old.
I love you, curious. Kim. You're the best.
Just curious about the boys wrangling around in my life.
Curious about the boys. That's good. Let me ask you a question. Yep. Have you heard from Mario this week?
No, he's in Italy for one more week.
Okay. How about your new man?
Yeah, he waited 3 days after our date, and he started, I heard from him. He started texting me Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and I haven't heard from him since then, since yesterday.
Okay. Well, it feels like you're going to see him in the next few days. Okay.
All right. So, he told me he was traveling, so I guess he is.
Yeah, it feels like he's traveling, but it feels like you're going to see him. It also feels like Mario's around the corner.
All right.
You know, yeah. And the other one is on the back burner.
I feel him around me. I know he's on the back burner, but I feel him around me. They're getting a lot of signs. One sign after the next. Yeah, so he's around somewhere.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, I mean, Kim, you've got a strong intuition, but I feel the new man is right around the corner. He'll be calling you in the next few days to go out. I like that. That's the 3-day rule. Do not text or call.
Crazy man face.
Or call. Yeah, for 3 days. Corrine was talking to me about that yesterday. Corrine, I don't remember what you said, but it was cute. About the 3-day texting deal, 3 or 4 days.
We have a client that, you know, it was helping her to reveal her deepest level of truth. She went on a date with someone and she said, well, you know, I haven't heard from him. He just texted me today and it's been 4 days. And she said, you know, what should I, she's like, I don't want to talk to him. I'm going to text him back and say, you know, oh great, you're going to call me after 4 days. That's not cool. And I said, well, what is your intention here? What's your deepest level of truth? Your deepest level of truth is not to really date this guy, right? You're just enjoying his company. So it doesn't matter how many days he takes to text you, right? Because your deepest truth is that you don't want to really be with him. And she said, oh, yeah, you know what? You're right. She's like, I just caught that. She goes, you're right. She goes, you're totally right. She goes, I never realized that before, but you're right. She goes, yeah, it's not a big deal. And I said, so you can absolutely text him back and it's not a big deal and you're fine. She's like, yeah, I'm going to do that.
That's
so
great.
You know, yeah, I think with you, Kim, you know what your situation is. And I think it'll also help you to kind of, the last time we spoke was kind of about clarifying your deepest level of truth that you would like to experience in your life in relation to romantic relationships. And when you clarify that, then you'll start to see things happen faster and things start to move into motion, which I think you're absolutely doing right now. And these men are these men are helping you to figure that out. So it's good.
Kim, I got this really strong just right now. If that's okay, I share this with you. One of the things that I see is this new man, he's very nice. Yeah, Mark. He's very nice and he's a good man. He's a good, you know, our moms would have said he's a nice catch, right? So really be clear with him about what you want, okay? Did you tell him you were looking for a relationship or did you tell him
I told him because he was starting to send me some kind of, you know, some sexy texts, and he was wondering why I wasn't really like jumping all over it, you know. And I said, I just said, I'm not here to play the sexy text game. I'm too old for that. And then I said, but I know some women who are into that, and if you want their numbers, I can give them to you. But I'm not into it.
Good for you. That's good. Thanks, God. That's good.
I didn't care how he responded, you know. But I wasn't going there.
Well, you'll hear from him in the next few days. He's a nice catch. He's a good guy. I'm saying this after he sent those little sexy texts. But, you know, I know people will test you to see where you're at and how far.
And he did.
Okay.
And then he stopped.
We do the same thing as women, too. Men will do it. Women will do it. So good for you. So you set the bar high, and that's something I think that we all need to do when we're dating. You know what I mean? Or when we're with our spouse, too. Because the higher we set our bar, that means that we all have to rise to that and be at our best, you know what I mean, from our deepest truth, you know, closest to the angels and God. So, you'll hear from him. You'll hear from Mario. Be careful with him, okay, with Mario. So,
I will.
You know,
yeah.
Okay.
He's just practice.
There you go. Anyway, well, have fun, okay?
All righty. I'll talk to you girls soon.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
She's, what a lot of growth on her part, right? It takes guts to do that, to say something, because most of us would just say, swallow it and say, oh, I can't say too much to him. He's going to get mad at me. Who cares, right? Well, we care about the person, but, you know, being sweet and nice and being firm is always good. I think we got another call, two callers, actually. We have Teresa on the next caller. So, Teresa.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Teresa?
I'm good. I'm good. I just have a question for you ladies. I normally don't have a lot of female friends, and because of my daughters, I've been trying to get more female friends. What kind of advice can you give me when handling female friends?
But when handling female friends?
Yeah.
Teresa, you are so funny. I love you. That's a great question. She's a little Pisces.
how about this question that I'm going to pose to you? What is the reason why you feel like you haven't had a lot of female friends in the past?
Because they're just way too catty, and they just... I'm more of a straight shooter. I'll tell you what I feel. I don't go... If I'm upset with you, I'll go to you. I won't go to somebody else. You know, I'm more of a straight shooter, and I just don't seem to, you know, I think I find people that are like me, and then all of a sudden they'll just do the he said, she said, and I'm like, where does that come from? And I just don't understand it. So I don't know if I should go back to just having male friends, because at least I know where I stand there.
No. So your issue is that you don't trust women as friends.
No, because it's a lot of he said, she said. You know, they don't come to you. They'll talk about you, and then I've even looked at myself. Do I do that? And the answer is no. I'll come to you, and I'll ask you, hey, you know, what's going on? You know, I won't avoid you. I'll just talk to you. Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, so I was hoping, you know, I prayed on it. I was hoping it was me. Maybe I have a karmic lesson. I was hoping.
But you can always change that. I know exactly what you're going through. I just had a conversation with Tariya about this the other day, actually.
Really?
Yes. And this is what Tariya told me, which was very, very poignant. She said, okay, I'm going to ask you the question, like, in the same way. Do you trust yourself? Do you trust yourself? Okay.
Yes.
So you trust yourself in the relationships that you hold with other people, right?
Yes.
Okay. So as long as you trust yourself, you don't need to trust others. You hold the key. If you trust yourself in your relationship and then how you handle your relationships with other people, it doesn't matter what they say or they do. It won't have any effect on you. And so when you get that, you'll be able to relax into the friendship with women, not expecting them to catch you off guard, right? Or to do something, right? Because you trust yourself, and your own intuition will tell you if something's up, if something's a little off, right?
Yeah.
So just, okay.
And it does. And it does tell me. But, you know, I knew something was off with her ever since we got back from Christmas break. You know, because the kids started seeing each other and whatever. And I noticed that she was, like, very standoffish. And I'm like, so I let it go. I give people their room, you know. I'm like, maybe they're having a bad day. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, today, she bombards me with some he said, she said crap. And I was like, I don't even talk like that. I would never even say a statement like that. It's not even my language, you know. I don't use those words. And plus, why would I talk to so-and-so about you when I know she knows you? When I could
Teresa,
pick up the phone and call you myself.
Teresa, mm-hmm. I'm getting this really strong right now. The universe mm-hmm. gives us lessons, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're a tough cookie sometimes, right? And you've said that, you know, all right? And that's okay, because I know that you've got this really soft heart, all right? So that being said, there is a lot of drama with your husband, with your uh-huh. family members, with uh-huh. every area of your life. There's drama with people like this, okay? So the universe is reflecting something back to you that you need to look at within yourself. I promise you it is, okay? So, uh-huh. all right, so that's what I'm being shown. You are so used to... I'm going to say this. It seems to be, okay, not you are. Your behavior is so used to fighting and being right, okay, and proving that person that you stand for something, and that you're right about this, and that you didn't say this, and that you're ready. You are ready to fight. I swear, in a past life, and we've talked about that. You probably have your sword already. So, instead of coming from that, maybe the universe. I'm not going to say maybe. Maybe your angels, God of your understanding, the universe is saying, okay, Teresa, look inside now. There's a lot going on here. To go to the next level, you know, maybe you don't need to fight, okay? Or, you know, and you looked at that lady and you told her that, but it's still inside of your energy. So what part of you is fighting within yourself? Do you understand?
Okay.
You know what I just think about that, all right? Because that takes some time, okay?
All right.
And meditate about it. Because you're getting this situation over and over and over again. And you've called us about it a few times. And I, trust me, I've had situations over and over and over again. Corrine will tell you. And I know Corrine is the same thing, and a lot of us do. I mean, that's just part of the being a human being. But it's when you see something with someone, it's usually in every area of their life. Just like you will give the shirt off your back, and you see it in every area of your life, with your kids, your job, you know, to your family members, to, you know, the cancer, that you see that. In every area of your life, there is some kind of drama going on with arguing with people, okay? So really look at that, because the only constant in that is you, all right? And that's strong, isn't it? But there's also a lot of good stuff, too. That's just something that you've got to work on, or choose to if you choose, okay? You have a lot of help. You know, you work with Archangel Michael. He's around here saying, Teresa, we're going to help you. And look at that, okay, because she's showing you something, he's showing you something, your family members are showing you something, but it's all about you going to the next level. Do you understand what I mean? Growing, evolving to the next level. That's what I feel, okay, and that was a big message that I got to share with you. You have Archangel Michael, okay? He's a great warrior to have, okay? Warrior angel,
all right?
So look at that, and as you heal that, then the women and the men are going to come in your life that are going to reflect something totally different. You're already getting those women and men that are wanting to help in the cancer society, all right, because that's what you do. You know what I mean? That's what you donate your time and your baked goods to. So as you start really working on this, then you're going to see it. There's a whole different set of circumstances and people coming into your life that are going to show you something different, okay?
I mean, when you get this, Teresa, too, your friends will start to change. People will start. Did we just lose her?
Probably did, Teresa.
Okay. Oh, yep. Seth just said that we lost her. I was just going to say, because, you know, I had a similar situation. Remember, I was telling you that with an issue with a girlfriend of mine, and when I realized, you know, I don't need to fight, because that's your deepest level of truth, is that you know who you are. You're coming from a place of integrity. When you recognize that, you don't need to do anything. It's funny, because we've had a lot of clients that have had some friendship problems, so it's interesting that this is showing up now. But I was going to say, with this one friend of mine, I didn't do anything, and that situation resolved itself, and then I met a new girlfriend.
Right.
You know, who is showing me such a deep, profound level of friendship that is really quite a blessing. For Teresa, I would say, it's very true. The fighting that is going on around her, where she feels like she has to stand up for her right, and speak her truth, right? That's the part that is using the feminine power and fighting it a little bit too aggressively. And so there's a part of her that needs to kind of take a step back. Because if you really are coming from your deepest level of truth, you really don't need to do anything at all. The universe will resolve itself. When you feel like you need to fight, that means that you do not have faith in who you really are. Because you're needing to speak your mind with such aggression that you're just getting more of that. So I hope Teresa heard that. But we've got another caller. We've got Peter from Montgomery.
Montgomery, Alabama. Hi, Peter.
Hello, ladies. How are you doing?
Good.
Listen, this show is better than Dr. Laura. You know?
We love you, Peter. We're going to pay you later. We didn't bring our cash with us. Anyway.
I find more information about women on the show. I'm taking notes. You
know? That's good. Anyway.
Look,
that's funny,
there's
Peter.
There's a book called The Eye of the Storm by Gary Simmons, and it teaches us about about the experiences that Teresa's having. It's a good book to resolve that kind of situation that she's going through. It's called The Eye, but not like what you see out of, but the pronoun eye, the eye of the storm.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I called because when I got on, you guys were talking about, you know, asking your higher self to like, help you make decisions and everything. And
right.
I think your higher self is, you know, you can ask your higher self, you can say Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, you can say anything as long as it goes up way past your level of form. Then Kareem was talking about how to get the ego out of the way. And that's such a true thing. That's our big problem, is our ego. And I mean, there's only one ego, just like there's only one mind. So if you can just learn to just not pay attention to it and just go through on it, like on the today, just be focused on what's going on now, and don't be so afraid of things, because fear, you know, fear messes up your decision process.
Right.
So I'm telling you, you guys ought to be on a national show, like, you know, on some real station. You guys are great. You guys need a marketing person or something up there to put you, because you guys are great. Yeah.
Well, thank you. BBS treats us well, and we love them. Anyway, you should see Seth. Seth, our producer, is great. He got the gift of prophecy himself.
Right? And his voice sounds a lot better than ours, and we tell him all the time. He's got such a great... a great radio voice. So hopefully ours does justice.
He's a hard act to follow, but thank you though, Peter. We appreciate it. He's BBS is real good to us, but we're growing and so are they, and so we're all going for the ride here. So
okay,
anyway,
so look,
what's your question?
I got one quick question. Okay. Where am I going? I've been asking you guys that for like a month. And you little psychic mystery people should know. No.
I love you, Peter. He's called in a few times, Kareem, asking us where he's going. Peter,
that's just the funniest question. You're asking us where you're going? Is spiritually, physically, emotionally? What's the question?
Spiritually. Not emotionally. I got past that.
Kareem, remember, Peter, I say this with a lot of tongue in cheek, because Kareem, I really love you. You are the best. You remind me of that Frank Sinatra song. I think it's Frank Sinatra. I've been a beggar, a pauper, a rich man, a poor man, all those things. You're really, really shopping. And I know you've done a lot and had a lot of great experiences, you know. And I know that you're looking and searching. One of the things that I feel right now is that you're getting ready to settle. I don't think you're going to settle. You're not a Southerner, although you may be one of the true Southerners. Peter's actually, his family's from Cuba. That's about as far south as you can get. But I feel like you're getting ready to settle, and it feels like you're moving from Alabama. You are not happy there, I don't think. I know you love your family, but that's not where you feel comfortable with, right?
Correct.
Okay. Kareem's got some thoughts on this too as well. See, but I feel like that you're moving back. The other thing is that I feel, and this is what I'm being shown, is that what is your heart's desire? Is it to be a missionary, whether it's in the Catholic Church? I don't know that you were thinking at one time to be a priest, or is it to be a metaphysical missionary? What is it that is what I feel that you're supposed to do, is work in teaching and healing and spiritual work. You've got to find your stage to do that on. And one of the things that I feel is that when I was talking to your angels, I was being shown a 90-day plan. You stick with something for 90 days in the spiritual realm, okay, whether it's teaching a class or doing calls or doing research on your, you know, with yourself, okay? But put something together like a 90-day plan, because it feels like you're bouncing from one place to another, and that's been okay because I've done the same thing myself. You know, your kids are all grown, and now it's time for you to settle down and really work your walk your talk. Walk your walk, talk your talk, okay?
Right.
But you're going to be in one place, okay? So is that what you want to do, is be a missionary, a metaphysical missionary, a Catholic missionary? What do you want to be? What do you want to be when you grow up?
International inspirational speaker. International inspirational speaker. I'm a really good inspirational speaker. I just don't want to be in one place. I like to go everywhere.
Okay. Well, I feel like your home base is. I feel like your home base is. I feel like your home base is Florida. Okay, because you enjoy the beach. The other thing is what kind of you really need to start researching where you can speak. You know, like public speaking. Where you can just, whether you get paid or not, teaching a workshop,
right.
teaching workshops, that's what I feel is your next step. Start blogging. Blogging's going to really help you. You know, and putting a class together. Have you put some classes together or some speeches or, you know, some workshops together that you can talk about?
I did, and then I dropped it when I had to come up here, but I know what you're saying. I'm getting ready to go back to Florida, South Florida somewhere.
Okay.
And there I have resources to do that.
Yes, to use those resources, because you can do all that. I see you being a metaphysical missionary, as an international speaker, whatever you want to call yourself in teaching, because you've got a great gift. I've heard you. So the one thing is like get it all together under one umbrella and then start working it. But dotting the I's and crossing the T's and doing the work that we just don't like to do, and that's sitting there writing and putting it together sometimes. Part is getting
out. Of course.
Yeah, that's what I see that you're doing. But you're going to have one address. I want you to know that you're going to be able to travel, but you're going to be solid in one place and give yourself some stability. I know you've been a professor, too, as well. That's not your calling, although it has prepared you for this. Okay, so you were a professor for years, I believe, but now you're going to be able to do something that you really enjoy. That's what I see. How about you, Corinne?
Something that's showing up really strong, I don't know if this makes sense or not, but it feels like you are going to be needed somewhere like out of the country, like in Mexico. Like it feels like there's some kind of a project that's showing up for you, like some kind of a, I don't know what this is about. It seems like you are going to be called there, almost like before you go to Florida or something. You're going to be called away somewhere. You're going to find that you need it somewhere. And it feels like it's out of state, out of the country, really. And you're helping.
Or like it.
I'm not getting that. It feels like it's almost like it's personal, because this is something that personal is to your heart. Also for business, because it feels like it's a step in your journey here. Yeah. I don't know if this makes sense. It feels like you're helping a group of people in like a home or in a. I'm trying to look a little bit deeper here. An opportunity is going to show up where you're going to be called away to help some people, okay? And it feels as though it's like before you go to Florida, and then that is like, and you whatever experience that you have doing this, you take with you.
Florida.
And it's like a stepping stone, something you learn from this experience. I don't know, inspires you. But I feel you being like called away somewhere. You're going to be called away somewhere. I don't know what that is about. Or you find like some kind of opportunity. I don't know. I don't know what this is about. But it's with a group of people. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you guys miss?
It's okay.
Okay. I don't know. Does that make sense to you, Peter? I don't know. It's just showing up for you. Okay.
The thing is, this phrase has been coming up in my mind, freelance missionary, and I don't even like that, because this isn't even set you anywhere, but it's the calling. I'm going to be a freelance missionary, go wherever I'm called, and it'll always be okay, and there'll always be enough resources and money, and et cetera, you know. But I felt so insecure doing that. It's like, you know, like a big Pisces person, you know, all over the place and never in one. But I think that's what's coming.
You know what? Wayne Dyer did that for a while. Okay, I think it was Wayne Dyer. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I may be mistaken on that. But it's one of those speakers that you really admire, that we all admire. So just go with the flow. All right, and one of the things, Peter, that I really get is that you really need to put the material together. You know, Noah built the ark before he put the animals on there. So just, you know, if you believe in that, so build your ark and the animals will come. Okay, or the people will come.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Wow,
okay?
That's great.
So.
Yes. Well, thank you.
All right.
You see, ladies, you should be on instead of coast to coast at night, you guys should be on at night, all night.
Oh, no, we love you. Thank you.
All night.
24 hours a day.
There you go.
All right, thank you, ladies.
Thank
have
you,
a good night.
Take care. Happy belated birthday, Peter.
Oh, yes, thank you.
All right, take care. Bye now.
Oh, that was really sweet of him. We've got one last caller, and her name is Corrine.
Oh, California.
I know. I'm like, who is this person? I was tapping this up, and I said, you mean me? And I was like, her name is spelled almost exactly the same way. I'm blown away over here. So, welcome.
Hi, Corrine.
Hi, girls. It's Corrine J. Hi, Corrine. Hi, Corrine.
Oh, this is so
Hi.
Funny.
It's wonderful to talk to you again.
It's nice to talk to you too. I remember you from how long has it been? Back in October, November? I don't remember.
No, it's only been a couple weeks.
Okay, so there you go.
Were you on our conference call?
I was on your Tuesday call a couple weeks ago. And
the writer. She's the writer. Remember? So.
Yeah.
We're okay. For all you guys listening, Corrine J is getting ready to write a great book, and it's going to be a bestseller.
Aspiring writer. I just got to get off my duff.
You know,
thank you.
It's like Peter. We told him to build the ark, and the animals will come. You know what I mean? So anyway, it's cool. What's going on, Corrine? How can we help you tonight?
Well, you know, my initial thought was I wanted to see if I was being attracted to unavailable males, but your last caller was inspiring me, and I guess what was really pressing, what I was really thinking about, is the last 3 years have been so, you know, in keeping with your theme of tonight, they've been so horrific. You know, every aspect of my life has just been turned upside down, from my work to my personal to my relationships, my, you know, man-woman relationships, and I am just kind of wondering what's going on and where I'm supposed to be, because everything has been turned upside down, every aspect, my mothering, my relationship with my son, my relationship with my man, my relationship with my work, everything's been upside down, so I'm just like, what am I really supposed to be doing? There isn't one aspect of my life that hasn't not been touched in the last 3 years.
Corrine, is it okay if I go first on this one? Because I got something super strong.
Do it. Who is this?
This is Tariq.
Okay,
Tariq,
sure.
What I feel with you, Corrine, is that you're being totally, your life is totally in disheveled. I call it a disheveled mess because I've had that happen before as well. But what it's, and a lot of us have, I know Corrine has, I have, you know, all of us have, but you are being guided to go to a whole new different direction, okay? From men to work. To writing inspiring books, workshops, all the things that you want to do. And that's what's going on here. It's like Corrine calls it a call to action. And I'm going to tell you this, because if your old life is not working, and it's not, then it's time to really, really say, okay, angels, God, whoever you believe in, what's next? Show me, help me get into flow, because it looks like you're getting into the flow. And there's some things that's getting ready to happen for you around March, too, as well. What are you doing for a living right now?
Financial planning. I retrained myself. Well, I'm training the process. I mean, I'm doing it, but it's not too fruitful.
Okay, well, there's a new opportunity. Well, what I'm getting really strong is there's a new opportunity presenting itself for you in March that's going to give you the cash that you need so you can work on your spirituality, your inspiring work that you want to do with writing, because that's there too as well. We're going to feel like you're not worrying about money, you know, your financial planner worrying about money. You know, you're not worrying about the next step. You're going to be able to have that and be comfortable and content so you can work. And that's showing up for you in March. Okay, that's what I get, a strong message about that. Now, that's the vision. That's one of your visions. You know, that's a vision right there. The work to do that is to really, really work on you. You know, the law of attraction, spirituality, meditation. You know, our Tuesday night calls are great. There's other things out there, too, as well, this radio show. But it's really about you doing a lot of personal development and working on you. Okay, reading books, you know, all the things that you're doing. Because you're being prepared for something. It's bigger than you think. That's just the message I get. So I hope that helps you. You have Archangel Gabriel with.
I have one question. Archangel. I did invent a product. Does it have anything to do with inventing this product, or?
Oh, you're inventing a product?
Yeah, I invented about four products, and I do have an interest of someone with the product that I invented.
Yes. It feels like there's a guy that you trusted, but he's not the one. Okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. There's somebody's going to help you and do well with that. Did you get in a relationship with a guy to help you with a product and the relation he took it? Oh my goodness. Forgive me. I'm not going to ask you that, but it's washing over me right now. Your product is going to work. Okay. You've got somebody coming to help you do that. It's showing up. There's something happening for you in March that's going to give you give you peace, contentment, and moving on to the next step. It's also important that you write your book or start working on your writing, and you'll have a guy come that's going to be like treat you like a queen because you're starting to really honor yourself. Therefore, another guy or another man will honor you as much as you honor you. Does that make sense, Corrine?
Yeah, but is it the person that's going to do the product for me, or
I feel like there's some that the person that's doing the product for you is a possibility. I also feel like that there is someone else around the corner too as well. Is the person that's doing your product, is he with somebody?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. There is somebody around the corner. It's for you. It's probably a better fit for you emotionally, but, you know, I don't want to say that because it's always your choice, okay? But I think there's someone else that's around the corner that's a better choice for you than the guy. I'm going to just say it like that because that's what I'm getting from the angels, that will fit you better and be more of fitting you like a glove and be there with you, emotionally available to you, and that's what you're looking for. That's one of the hardest things to say to you because you're such a beautiful soul, and I want you to have it all. Okay.
Thank you, and I understand you completely, exactly what you're saying.
Okay, good. Because I got the guy that's helping you with the product. It's like you've had to push him because it feels like there's romance there, and you just said that. Okay.
There is.
Don't worry.
There is.
Okay. Okay, you're going to get your product done. But you just remember what I said. Corrine, I'm sorry. I just sit there and just chatted the whole time, and I think we've got to get off the air in just a second. So I apologize about that. So I hope that helps you. Do you have anything you want to add on it? I'm so sorry I talked too much.
I'm just confused. Is it the first one or the second one that's going to help me with the product? Because I don't know where. I don't want to waste my energies.
Go ahead, Corrine.
Oh, I was getting the second one, not the current one. There's another one.
I think the second one is a much better fit for you.
Mm-hmm.
Learn what you can from the first. The second one is a much better fit for you. There's something happening for you in March, okay? The first may open a door or give you some information. The second one is better for you, okay? Okay. Anyway, come back and visit us on our Tuesday night calls. We'd love to talk to you again.
Thank you very much. Thank you, girls.
Bye. Okay, Corrine, we're about done, and I know that we'll say goodnight. We have a Tuesday night call on angelcoaches.com that teaches you all about manifesting, creating the life of your dreams. And we have a lot of classes that are coming up on building your intuition, seeing your angels, lots of other things, rainbow, crystal, indigo children. And so I'm going to say goodnight. Goodnight, everybody. We'll see you next Friday night.
Goodnight.